Welcome to Icons and Sound, the Beauty of Orthodox Liturgy. I'm Vladimir Morrison, and for the next half hour, I will be your host as we explore the beautiful world of Orthodox liturgical chant and sacred music. This program is brought to you with the compliments and best wishes of the Orthodox clergy in the area and ROLL, the Orthodox Layman's League of Connecticut. This week, we conclude our series of programs on the hymns of the Orthodox Vesper service with the hymn to the Mother of God, Rejoice, O Virgin Theotokos. Technically speaking, this hymn is termed a dismissal troparion, because it is sung immediately before the dismissal is pronounced at the Vesper service. And theologically, it fulfills the Orthodox practice of always concluding a prayer or a service by honoring the Virgin Mary as the Mother of God. For it is she who exemplifies humanity's response to God. The text of this hymn is taken in part from the words spoken to Mary at the Annunciation, as related in the Gospel of St. Luke. Church tradition ascribes the actual hymn text to St. Cyril, Bishop of Alexandria, in the 4th and 5th centuries. Rejoice, O Virgin Mother of God! Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, for you have borne the Savior of our souls. Our Roman Catholic listeners will, of course, recognize this text as the first portion of the Ave Maria. We have many beautiful versions of this hymn to play for you today. Most of them come from the Russian tradition, since the hymn is sung most often in the course of the so-called all-night vigil service, set to music by numerous Russian composers. In the Greek and Middle Eastern traditions of Orthodoxy, in which vigil is generally not served, other hymns are sung at the conclusion of Vespers. We begin with three settings that have very old roots. First, a unison's nominee chant from the late 16th century, sung by the all-male Russian Patriarchate Choir under Anatoly Grindenko. This will be followed by a version from the Voskresensky Monastery, sung by the women's voices of the Sirin Ensemble. The set will conclude with an arrangement of a Valam chant by Trubachov, sung by the Konyevets Quartet.
Thank you.
Next, we hear our lone non-Russian setting of this hymn, a beautiful Byzantine melody sung in English by the trio Ikona. At the vesperal portion of the all-night vigil service, Rejoice, O Virgin is sung three times. The Russian emigre composer Nikolai Kedrov Jr., who lived from 1905 to 1981, mostly in France, arranged a melody of the so-called Russian Greek chant in the form of three variations, each more complex than the previous one. We hear a performance by the male choir of the Moscow Choral Academy, directed by Viktor Popov. The Russian composer Alexander Arkhangelsky composed his setting of the All-Night Vigil in 1897. We now hear his version of Rejoice, O Virgin, a free composition not based on any chant, sung by the mixed choir of the Moscow Patriarchate Publishing Department, directed by Ariadna Rybakova. Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky did a great service for Russian church music by selecting ancient chant melodies and showing that they can be arranged for a choir of mixed voices. We hear his setting of Rejoice, O Virgin, drawn from his All Night Vigil, Opus 52, based on the same Greek chant melody used by Nikolai Kedrov. But Tchaikovsky did not write any variations in his arrangement, and so we will hear his brief setting repeated three times, as it would be at an actual service. The performance is by the Russian Chamber Chorus of New York, under the direction of Nikolai Kachanov. Just as with other parts of Vespers, Russian composers of the early 20th century composed elaborate concert versions of the hymn Rejoice, O Virgin. Some of these are occasionally sung at church services, but really the focus here is more on musical complexity and expression, which are probably best perceived on a concert stage. We hear four such settings, each more lavish than the previous one, all written during the first two decades of the 20th century. The first is by Viktor Kalinnikov, the next by Mikhail Ippolitov Ivanov, the third by Sergei Rachmaninov, and the fourth, published in 1917 on the very eve of the Russian Revolution, by Nikolai Golovanov.
Yeah.
Our final selection today is a remarkable piece written in 1969, during the height of communist repression of religion and sacred music in the Soviet Union. Composer Georgi Sviridov, who died only in 1998, wrote this setting of Rejoice, O Virgin, as music for a play, Tsar Fyodor Ioanovich, by Alexei Tolstoy. Although written in a secular context, the music follows the sacred text in every detail and shows this Russian master's reverence for both these words and for the Mother of God, who has always been regarded as a special protectress of the Russian land. We hear a performance by the Holst Singers of London, England, directed by Stephen Layton. You have been listening to Icons in Sound. If you would like to receive information on how you can obtain some of the recordings heard on this program, please call 1-800-326-3132. That's 1-800-326-3132. Ask for program number 25. Now, this is your host, Vladimir Morrison, thanking you for listening and hoping you have a great day. Tune in again next week at this time for another program of Icons in Sound.